Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I am your host, as always, DJ Speedy Jr., and my name is, of course, my real name, my legal name, Luis Gonzalez. And I have a very special guest today here at Geek Culture Congress. We have, I apologize if I butcher your name, okay? I'm sorry. Laszlo, let's see, I wrote it down here and I put it away, I'm sorry. Laszlo Tamasfi.
Very close, I'll take it.
Laszlo Tamasfi. What? Go ahead and show. Tell me the proper way to pronounce it. Sorry.
Yeah, the last little part was perfect. So
okay.
Last name is Tamasfi.
Tamasfi. All right. Okay. All right. Cool. So I have here Laszlo here, who is the creator of this horror anthology, as you like to call it, right? And yes. It is called The Observatory. And it's officially being released. Did this already get released already? As we're doing the show now, or are we still waiting for them to Calibre to release this?
Yes, it has been released online, and it's going to arrive to comic book stores on the 28th.
Oh, all right. So the 28th of November.
Yes,
all right. Awesome. So it's online already, and this is a horror anthology called The Observatory. And for all the people here watching on Facebook, shouts out to all of you. We're live on Facebook right now. And thank you so much for your time. You're in Chicago right now, right? How's the weather over there?
It's for the locals, it's probably not too bad, but we just moved here, so.
All right.
It's shaky.
We'll see.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. Don't worry. So let's talk about this horror anthology that you have going on here. I enjoyed reading this comic book. It's called The Observatory, of course, and it's going to be part of Calibre Comics anthology series, their volume 4. And I'm actually scrolling here on the video to show everybody just a little preview of it. And so they can get into it, and pretty much give me the inspiration for making this story, and what was the any inspirations behind it, and you know, just what you went through making it.
Yeah, so The Observatory didn't quite start out as a book.
Okay.
It started out as a webcomic, and yeah, so for the first 3 years, I wasn't planning on stringing them together as one story. And once you know that the book probably makes more sense, it's very, it's made up of a lot of very, very brief, short comics. The stories themselves are one page long, so like quick flash fiction horror stories. And after the webcomic ran its course, that's when I started to think about making it into a proper book. And I love anthologies, so I wanted to create a framing story to connect them and make it more of an enjoyable read, I guess. I'm not sure.
Well, so you connected all these little short stories and put them around the main story? Which is the observatory story, or was it the other way around? You already had the observatory story, and then you added all the short stories.
No, the observatory story was
the main one. Okay.
Created for the individual shorts I already had.
Ah, I see. So, pretty much the premise of the story, if I'm not mistaken, is there is a young man who's being escorted by an older gentleman. I guess there's a family estate here. Wouldn't say it's his uncle that was the owner, if I remember correctly. Yes. And, of course he has a big observatory, hence the name observatory in this, as the name of the story, of the main story. And, there is, quite a mystery to, what happened to him that explains that he died of old age, but, very mysterious of what all the things that he was into. I guess his passion of looking in the observatory and the things that he was interested in. So tell me the inspiration for a lot of these little short stories, because I read the comic book, and without unfortunately trying to spoil it for anybody, there's a lot of things that I'm interested in, which a lot of cryptozoology, a lot of like ancient alien kind of myths, a little bit of everything, a little bit mystical myths, a little bit of different myths that you've heard, throughout time. Even there's even one little short story that's a myth about like the Fountain of Youth. So go ahead and give me the inspiration about you including all these little short stories into the story.
Yeah, well, the webcomic was written over several years. Mm-hmm. I was always looking for ideas, but I also wanted to just explore everything I was interested in.
Right.
And I'm going to date myself a little bit, but I was okay. a child of the early 90s.
Yeah.
With the X-Files and everything. Yeah. So
it definitely has that. The comic book definitely has that feel, the X-Files feel. A little bit of Twilight Zone inspired things.
Yeah, so I have a lot of love for cryptozoology and all of that. So even in real life, we travel a lot, my wife and I, and we make a point of visiting certain like mystical places, like just for fun. We don't really believe in it, but
right,
just for pop culture value.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of these short stories, because I mean, it is a horror anthology, so these are kind of creepy stories, you know, so it's not for the lighthearted at all, right?
Hopefully not. We try to make it really, I think, strange and creepy. Okay. Are two words I would throw around.
So just to include the premise of the main story, which is about the observatory, the child or the young man finds his uncle's notes, and supposedly all of these little short stories, I'm guessing just from reading it, because it's inferred, not implied, but all these short stories are these notes that the uncle wrote down?
Exactly. Okay. So very quickly, the basic premise is that a young man inherits like a very old Victorian observatory from his eccentric billionaire uncle. And it comes with a big butt, which is he has to stay one night to finish his uncle's work, which is to identify a planet that the uncle believed is in our solar system, but science is unaware of. And the nephew slowly learns that uncle was really into mystical, occult things, and his diary or his dream journal that he finds might in fact be a little bit more than just made up.
Interesting. Yes, he does realize that it's a little bit more than meets the eye without stealing that from something else. But so as he is, I'm showing everyone here on Facebook that all the actual panels of the beginning of the story, and this is the actual first little short story that he reads as he's, I guess he is in the observatory and he needs to wait for a certain moment, right? That repeats every so many years. I forget how many years it was.
I actually forgot too, so don't worry about it.
It's like 150,000 years. I don't remember what it was, like 150 years or something like that. But it was a long time. And of course, he was the only one who could realize it, because the uncle's lifespan wasn't going to let him realize that, right?
Yeah.
So one of the first stories is one of the first stories is a tree baby that these people just feel inspired to dig up. So tell me the inspiration for this short story, because I missed the I don't know if I don't remember reading any myth or anything about that. So why don't you share me the inspiration for this one in particular short story?
Yes. I don't think it's really based on anything.
Oh, okay. Doesn't have to be. Is it just something cool that you thought of?
Yes.
All right, cool.
But the way I wrote it, I like to do these thought exercises. So I actually had this, I had the first sentence of the story, which is about a group of strangers meeting under an old tree in a park.
Okay.
And they don't know why. And I just had that one image, and I just let it marinate and think about it. And slowly, like this story really panel by panel just revealed itself over several weeks. So after a couple of days, I realized that these people are digging something that even they don't know what it is. And then that it's a root that is shaped like a baby, and one of them takes it home to raise it as its own. And I don't know, we can, I guess, go all the way through with the story. And
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, why not? So the root child, when it is quite a couple years older, starts hearing its siblings calling. So he makes his mom go back to the park to revisit its birthplace. And they find out that it has been paved off as a parking lot. And his siblings weren't calling him, they were crying.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so okay. Yeah.
An uplifting tale. Yeah, I know.
That's a very, you know, it's creepy. First off, it's creepy because it's a root baby. But it's also creepy, you know, it's also a little, you know, a little bit of emotion in the story as well. That's very interesting. That's just scratching the surface, ladies and gentlemen, of this comic book. It was very interesting. And I'll tell you, I'm not really a fan of horror per se, personally, but all those other topics I was really a big fan of, and I just liked how you included it in this whole anthology and also made it with the horror theme in mind, you know, to that hook for all those horror and those fans that like that kind of stories to kind of like hook them into the story, you know. It was really good the way that you did that. And of course, the importance of, I'm sharing the importance of the observatory, why it was so important that he built it. He went on an exposition, the uncle, and he grabbed something from Aztec, the Aztecs, temple. I want to say it's Aztec, but I guess it could be Mayan. It could be anything, right?
It's actually just referred as a tribe from the Amazon.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think technically probably more Mayan.
Yeah, Mayan, but, yeah. I will make more. Yeah. So it's kind of like a piece of glass, or it was kind of like a
crystal,
pre glass, or he crafted it into a glass, I'm sorry, and put it into the telescope so he can wait for that certain time, that certain celestial moment, I guess, to watch it properly. So tell me the inspiration behind that, behind the whole premise of that, the main story premise, which was that the young man, you know, waiting for that time, the opportunity to fulfill his uncle's wish, really, or his dream, actually, to actually witness that event.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes. I really wanted to make a... Like you mentioned that everything is sort of in the horror genre, but I'm not really interested in making stories about the slashery.
Right. It wasn't a slash, you know, like a Jason or Freddy Krueger kind of story, definitely.
So I've always been drawn to like more just, I guess the word is interesting, what I'm always looking for. Mm-hmm. And specifically here, I wanted to write almost like a Lovecraftian tale that would not use like the famous Cthulhu mythos, but just have that feel to it. So this one is almost like a really classic tale, at least in my head, like the unexpected inheritance and taking something from an ancient culture that we don't quite understand, but as soon as we grab it, we just utilize it and try to turn it into something else.
Right.
And
really to try and discover the mystery, right? That was what he was interested in, right? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back into the short stories. I don't want to show everybody all of them. I'm going to show maybe three, maybe. We already showed one, which was the first one, the Root Baby. And then there is this one, which is the... this one is actually... I've heard stories about this, about the... about some of the people who have... these diseases that alter their skin or their face and kind of turns them into like monsterish looking people. Tell me the inspiration for this little short story here.
So this story was really inspired by my sister is really fascinated with Chernobyl and all of those, like the nuclear meltdown.
Okay.
And she told me once about this thing. It's called Orphan Source, which is radioactive material that's loose in the world. Things that are not, like, sort of forgotten from the 50s when I'm sure you heard of this. People used all kinds of things for, like, to x-ray their shoes and the shoe store, and, like, old medical devices have this dangerous material. And then you can actually, if you want a real horror story, it's to look it up, what happens to people in poor countries when they find it.
Right.
And they don't quite know what it is, and they handle it and break it open, try to see what this glowing stone is, and then everybody dies a couple of weeks later from tumors and terrible diseases. So that's the lovely inspiration for it, but the story is about a book collector who basically finds Mary Curie's journals that are not quite safe to handle, but he can't resist not looking at the glowing pages. And
that's very cool. That premise is very cool for this little short story here. Yeah. And then one of my favorite short stories here, which it was so fast, but as a fan of like all that cryptozoology and ancient aliens kind of stuff, I got it right away. So I guess it's these people who are walking around promoting a tax business, I guess. And then there's this one employee or whatever that was in the suit, like a lizard suit, that got ran over, I guess, and got killed. So I guess they called the ambulance and they took him and everything. And then when they opened him up over there in the when he was dead already, they discovered that it was just like some kind of cloth, you know. And then they open him up and said that he really didn't have a skin, like, you know, his muscles are different. He's not even a human being, right? So, and then before this short story moves on, you know, they close, the tax place disappears, and then they clear out all the cages, and it's very interesting. So tell me the premise about this little short story here. And it's literally just one page.
they go by very quick. Yeah. But this one, honestly, I used to go to work. I used to live in St. Augustine, Florida. And we had this tax, tax return place.
Yeah.
And every time at the beginning of the year, they would actually have a mascot out with the sign. Mm-hmm. And it was not a cloth lizard or alligator. It was a Statue of Liberty lady.
Right. Uh-huh.
But that was the inspiration. Just, I'm like, how strange that every day I walk by this person who is just super creepy. And
it is creepy. And they are kind of creepy, those people who wear those costumes, yeah.
And we hope that there's like a rational explanation for it, but it's still, at the end of the day, it's just some creepy creature waving a sign at you. So
I like definitely the premise of that one. And then there is this one, which is probably the last one. I'm gonna stop after this because I don't want to spoil the whole comic book for anybody who wants to get into it. There's just one little short story, just about a creature who just sheds his skin. As he feels like it, right? Or is it that a creature took over the gentleman's skin or gentleman's body? Is that it?
Yeah.
I kind of took it both ways. So go ahead and explain for me the inspiration for this little short story.
Yes, this short is... it's really about a professor in a university library accidentally stumbling into a word that hasn't been
spoken in
centuries. And once he reads it and thinks of it, this idea, this ancient idea that mankind forgot, took hold of him and grows and one day takes over. And this idea creature, quote unquote, then is trying to pretend to be him and find the word again in the library to get back to basically just being
very
a written
cool.
word.
That is a very cool. So I see, as I've been going through the comic book, as I finished it, I see that the art always changes from short story to short story. Was that what your plan originally was, to have include so many different artists? And I'm actually going to show everybody the actual, all the artists and the colorers and lettering people.
17 artists.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. That was the plan with the, again, the book started out as a web only comic.
Right.
And we updated it once a week. So it made a lot of sense to make it, so several artists could work on it at the same time, just so I would keep schedule.
Definitely.
Inspired, definitely. But
yeah, it makes the work come out faster, right?
Absolutely, and
but it looks good. Like the whole idea, like every story has its own feel, you know.
Yes, and because I was the sole writer, it helped keep the book colorful and interesting. So I absolutely love the way the book turned out. I mean, the art is stunning. And I think the different styles really make it a super beautiful book to look at.
Very cool. Very cool. I really enjoyed the whole comic book. It was a very good comic book. So let's promote the comic book now. So let's tell everybody where they can get it at right now if they want to get it.
Yes, so the easiest is probably Amazon. You can go on Amazon and order it, or go to Caliber Comics, and you can get it through their website. And I'm actually not sure about overseas. I should probably look into it. But if you live in the United States and you have a local comic book store, that's, of course, the most beautiful way to get a book.
Yes, of course it is. We definitely want you to buy the physical copies all the time.
Yes, and have your local comic book store just, they can look it up. There's a code they can put in to order it. And it would make me very happy. Like, that's honestly, that's the dream, is for some horror fan to have it delivered to their stash pile.
Yeah,
the
definitely,
comic store.
Definitely. So
you walk in on a Wednesday and it's there among
the
other.
Definitely. It was a great read. And like I said, like, I'm not really a fan of horror stuff, but it was a really great read. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to read it and to also speak with you about it as well. The physical copies come out in November 28th. That's when it's going to be available.
Yes.
Through Caliber. Yes. And it's Caliber Presents Volume 4, their anthology series, and is called, ladies and gentlemen, The Observatory. Laszlo, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you're working on that you want to promote as well? Anything that might be in the works in the future?
Yes, we're not quite ready to talk about the next big thing, but I'm definitely cooking up a couple of bigger projects. All so right. Can they- definitely, if somebody wants to follow me or go to my website, yes. Next year, definitely a bigger project will also hit the stand. So
I'll have all your socials linked up and hopefully as soon as we're done here. But go ahead and share whatever you want to people to follow you at. So go ahead and give your website, your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you like.
Absolutely. My website is where you can find everything else from me. It's www.laszlotomaszki.com, which is LaszloTamasfi. I pull over. If you're listening in a car, just don't let these people in.
No, that'll be fine.
And then my Twitter feed is L Tomaszki. And those are probably the big ones.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for your time. And ladies and gentlemen, support. If this horror anthology is your thing, go out and get it. Get the digital and definitely get the physical if you enjoy the art and the whole, you're just into having the physical copies because it really helps the creators. And thank you so much, Laszlo, for your time. And anytime you have something that you're working on, you are invited to come here and talk about it, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah,
any of your fellow creators that want to talk about anything here, they're welcome to come on to just email me. You have my email, and we'll get them on. You know, even if it's something small, there's nothing too small that we won't share with everybody here. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Laszlo Tomaszki, and go get his comic book. Caliber Presents Volume 4, The Observatory, available now online soon. Physical copies will be available soon in your local comic book shop, so look out for that. Thank you so much, Laszlo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Geek Culture Congress signing off right now, and hopefully next week we'll be back with some reviews, and we're going to talk hopefully about some Daredevil Season 3 and a lot more right here in Geek Culture Congress. Thank you so much for your time. See you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.